Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going in Raw. It's the wrestling podcast to end all wrestling podcasts.
That's
right.
That's a bold statement to make.
I'm in the mood to make bold statements, Larson. SummerSlam is coming up. We've got our bold SummerSlam predictions coming up.
Hold on a second.
What?
If this is the wrestling podcast and all wrestling podcast, are you effectively stating that Going in Raw is superior to Stone Cold's podcast?
Well, his isn't really a wrestling podcast, is it? His is more of a slice of life, Americana, Old West history podcast.
With a lot of wrestlers as guests.
You know.
It's a wrestling podcast.
He sort of dried up on the wrestlers these days. Like, I love the ones where he talks about wrestler, where he talks with wrestlers. I haven't really caught up, to be honest with you. But because he had, like, a long string of, like, non-wrestler. I mean, you can only go to that well so many times,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't
know. There's some truth to that.
There's plenty more people that I want to see.
And
hold on.
You know, even
my podcast, Unleashed. I like the Unleashed one because he curses.
Yeah.
It is a great podcast. No matter who he has on there, it's a great podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, let's stop. Okay. I don't know who that is. Daniel Cormier. Oh, Vampiro's on the latest one. He's had an interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Mundo.
Oh, that's
you know who that good. Is, right?
Yeah, that's John Morrison.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. Two-man, I don't know. Oh, The Patriot, that should be a decent one. I think I listened to half of that one. I want like a five-part Arn Anderson podcast.
Give it
Stone
time.
Cold. That'd be great.
Because he's had Heyman on at least twice, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think three times, including the one on the network.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, enough of this talking about other people's podcasts. We're talking about the best podcast, and it's our podcast. We're going to give our SummerSlam predictions today, Larson.
Sure.
Shall we just dive right into that?
Yeah, why not? We're going to do SummerSlam predictions, and I thought, why not do TakeOver predictions, too?
All right, that's fine.
It's a grand weekend of wrestling coming up.
I like it all. All right, SummerSlam predictions. First match, the Intercontinental Triple Threat match.
Yeah.
Miz versus Big Show versus the Ryback.
Is one of our predictions apathy?
I like the Miz. I hope Miz works his way back up to the main event scene.
I don't.
But he's entertaining.
He can be.
He's a funny guy.
He can either be kind of entertaining or borderline painful to watch.
I wonder if he's never put on a great match.
No.
Well, I don't even know what his moveset is. What's his finisher? Isn't it like a
skull
like a
crushing
Russian leg sweep?
Finale? Yeah,
it's like
a reverse Russian.
Yeah, it's a forward Russian leg sweep.
Russian leg sweep.
Ryback's going to win this.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, okay. Mark, are you writing this down?
Oh, I suppose I should.
So we can go back and forth and give each other shit? We need to get Dan's predictions as well.
Yeah, well, he's listening, so.
Dan, I know you're listening. I know you're an avid listener to the non-Dan Going in Raws. So prove me right. Give us your predictions. Oh, I got a big stretch going here.
Good for you.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I was going to wake up early this morning, and I didn't.
Lucky you.
Let's see here. What's next?
The Divas Revolution match. You got
Team Bella
versus Team Bad versus PCB.
You know, I always want to say PBJ with them.
Yeah.
You know who Tamina reminds me of?
Who?
She's like the mom of the group.
Yeah, she is.
She looks like a mom. Like what do they call, like the real protective, like a bear. What do they call his mom?
A mama bear.
She looks like a mama bear. She realistically, she should dominate this entire thing.
Yeah, she could be the Brock Lesnar of the Divas division.
It's a bummer. Like, they really could book her that way. But I feel like they've, because now it'd just be weird if all of a sudden she started dominating.
Yeah.
They should say that she's had diverticulitis. Diverticulitis this whole time. They should just go to the Brockwell again. I think Charlotte's going to get the pin. Let's say what's team, and then who's going to... I think it's going to be Charlotte's going to get the pin. They're going to push her to the moon, man.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, big time.
What do you think? Well, I'm very pleased with myself, because I called this, I think, 2 weeks ago, that not only was it going to be a tag match with the three teams, but it was going to be elimination tag.
Charlotte's going to be... And Charlotte's going to defeat a bunch of people at the end. She's going to rally from behind. That, mark my words, that's going to happen.
So she's going to be the last of PCB standing and then ultimately come from behind to get the pin. That's your call?
Yeah. Becky Lynch is going out first.
I fear you're right, but I'm going to say Sasha Banks is going to be
exciting.
Ooh,
that'd be good. That'd be good, and I think you might be right pinfall. Because later on, that's a good one, because later on, I think to make up for something that we're going to talk about in a second, I think that's going to happen. Next, Owens versus Cesaro. This is going to be the show Cesaro?
What is that?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I call him Cesaro because I've heard other people call him Cesaro.
Well, that's not right.
Well, I think he's called himself Cesaro before.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
He has. But then again, his mic skills are terrible, so it wouldn't surprise me if he got his name wrong. Owens versus, what's his first name? Antonio Cesaro?
Yeah.
There you go. Owens versus, what was his name in Claudio Castagnoli?
Yeah, I think that's his real name.
Yeah. Who goes over here? Owens needs a win. I think I said the opposite of this last week. I think Owens is hurt more by a loss here than Cesaro is.
Yeah, just because he's so new on the scene.
He needs a win against a quality opponent. I like your idea that I hope this feud just continues and continues. But I think Owens wins here. I think it's going to be a crazy awesome match.
Yeah, this and Cena Rollins are going to be the co-matches of the night.
Mm-hmm. They're going to both be contenders for match of the year.
And then the crowd is going to eat this matchup.
Oh, huge.
Big time.
New York crowd? Yeah.
Yep.
So who are you saying?
I don't want to say the same thing as you every time.
I know. You need to. Well, you didn't last time.
So I know. But
well, who do you actually think is going to win?
I think Owens is going to win.
Okay. Well,
I'll go with Owens.
All right.
After this match, since it's about halfway through the card, we're going to switch who goes first.
Okay, that's fine. I just assume I, because I just blurt things out.
Yeah, you're just the word vomit.
Stefan Amell, Stephen Amell, and Amell and Neville.
Yeah.
And Barrett versus Stardust. I mean, this is the celebrity wing.
Yeah.
It has to be Amell.
Yeah, it does.
Although, let me ask you this. I think Neville delivers the finisher, and then Amell gets the win, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, you know what? I'll say this about this angle, though. And I've never said this before. Usually I'm not huge on the whole celebrities entering into the ring thing. But, like, I kind of like this Amell guy. I might start watching Arrow.
Okay.
Based on this, I think they've done their job. They've at least piqued my interest in the whole Arrow show. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, I've heard good things, too, but...
I'm a DC nerd.
You are a DC nerd.
I am.
I'll pick Amell as well.
Okay.
Amell Neville.
Amell Neville. Fatal four-way match. Primetime Players versus the New Day versus the Lucha Dragons and Matador. You know what I love about the Lucha Dragons? When they come out and they do that thing where they pump their fists. Sin Cara always gets gassed off of pumping his fists really quick.
Yeah, he does seem to get tired. And he even does it at a slower pace than Kalisto.
Yeah, I know. He does. And he stops first, too.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Who do you make?
It's either Primetime Players or New Day. They're the two really, contenders to win.
All right.
I'm gonna go with Primetime Players because I like them. I like New Day too, but
so far I guess Owens is the heel, huh? Okay, hold on a second. I'm trying to figure out what kind of balance we need here in terms of heels versus Bay.
Like, yeah.
There always has to be a decent balance.
Yeah.
A little bit more baby face. I'm going to say...
New Day?
I also want to see... Let's see. No title change. It's not a title. Are we going to get a title? I said yes, title change. No title. Okay, so I'm going to say... I'm going to say Primetime Players keeps their... What? Is there not another title match? I guess not. No, there's only three title matches. Is that right? Cena, Rollins. Oh, that's because Cena has the US
title. Yeah, they're doing the title versus title.
So that's sort of a big thing. No. I'm going to say, I haven't really been paying. I think the Hulu broadcast sort of excises the tag team division because I haven't really seen anything with them.
Really? That's a bummer.
Yeah, because I really like all these guys.
Yeah, Titus and Darren Young have been coming out and do commentary for most of the tag matches.
God dang it.
It's great.
It's great. I'm going to say, I'll go on a limb. Because I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm apt to say Primetime Players because I'll say New Day.
Okay.
It would just be a bummer for me to see this whole thing end. God, but it's probably going to be primetime players. I'll say. I want to be correct and not idealistic. So I'll say primetime players.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm wrong though. I love them. I think they're great.
Yeah, they are great.
I want to see a lot of back and forth though. I want to see, because every time there's always a rematch if somebody loses their title, and I don't want to see this end. But I think it's going to be primetime players.
Yes.
Bummer, man. That's a bummer. Hopefully it's not. Okay.
Well, you know, even if the primetime players win, I'm sure their feud with the New Day will continue.
Yeah.
At some point, the New Day have to get the belts back.
Right. Fuck it. No, I put me down for New Day.
New Day.
You saying that convinced me.
At some point, they have to.
All right. The Wyatt family versus Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
Two-thirds of the Shield.
I'm going to say something shocking happens here.
Okay. Third member of the Wyatt family comes out.
Or Ambrose
or
turns
a turn. What's it going to be?
But that's huge. If Ambrose goes heel, that's huge. That's big. That's
it is.
Big.
That is huge.
That's shocker. Shocker. I'm going to say, but it's at SummerSlam. But it's not really a victory for Reigns necessarily. Like, this is the thing. They're playing right now. They're playing get Reigns over.
Yeah. I know. They are. They are. And they're SummerSlam, using Ambrose's popularity to get Reigns over.
SummerSlam is the big stage to do that. I'm going to say, I'll say Ambrose and Reigns wins. Because do you think that they would ever turn Ambrose heel against Reigns? That's taking a massive risk that people are going to start booing Ambrose.
I don't think people will boo Ambrose regardless if he's heel or face.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's just a huge risk, thinking that people are going to boo Ambrose and go for Reigns because Ambrose is suddenly fulfilling certain criteria require him to be heel.
If anything, him swerving Reigns and going heel would...
People might blow up for him.
Yeah, it would feed into why people like him.
Do you think the WWE is that smart?
The people who actually make the final decisions, probably not.
I think Triple H might be begging Vince, don't do that, dude. If you want to get Reigns over, do not do that.
If you want to get Reigns over, have him be the one that turns heel.
Yeah.
And when he turns face again, if you do it right, he will be huge.
Huge. I'm going to say they play it safe here. You know why? I'm going to say they play it safe because it makes, if those reports that Sting was considered to be part of this are true, then this is absolutely a babyface match.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Ambrose Reigns, and I'm going to say it's you know, it's just further trying to get those guys, trying to get Reigns over via Ambrose.
I'm going to say they plant the seeds of dissent between Ambrose and Reigns here.
Really?
And the Wyatts go over.
Okay, all right.
Not the official turn, but the seeds are planted.
Okay. Ooh, seeds, planting seeds at SummerSlam, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next
Cena
we got
versus Rollins.
Cena Rollins,
which apparently is not going to close out the card. Do you agree with that? If that's the case, if
no, Taker I think the title match should close out the card.
I agree. Cena versus Rollins.
I mean, Taker Brock didn't close out WrestleMania.
So you think? Do you still think I'm Cena all the way? I think Cena's doing it.
All right.
Has anything else come to light to persuade you to keep with your opinion that we're going to see a dusty finish?
Sheamus coming out and trying to cash in on Raw last.
You think that's week. A sign of things to come, do you?
Well, I mean, it plants the seed. that could happen at SummerSlam.
Okay, well, what's your final opinion?
Dusty finish. I'm going to say double pin.
A double pin! If you're right, man, if you're right. I will bow before thee because, man, that'd be crazy. There's no way they're going to do a dusty finish at SummerSlam. It's not going to happen.
That's like really the only way both guys can conceivably go over in the match. Nobody loses. They both,
I think they have
quote,
so
unquote,
much
win.
Faith in Rollins that they know that he can lose.
But I mean, I guess my thought is
he's been booked so terribly lately.
I know. If Rollins needs a win over a main event level, a clean-ish win, over a main event level talent, and they got to protect Cena still. So, what better way to do that than have them both win?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I say Cena. I have no way. Didn't I say Cena? Like Rusev versus Cena at WrestleMania. Who won that match? Cena did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he came out with the belt. And I think I originally had said, yeah, I think Cena's going to win. I think he doesn't. I think every time we think that they're going to try to protect the other guy, they just put Cena over cleanly.
But also, every time Cena gets into a program with somebody, the other person wins first. And then Cena wins everything after that.
Yeah. I think they're going to stick with Cena wins everything after that.
Okay. They're going to just skip the whole... The
they're going to skip first. Part one. Yeah, go straight to Cena Profits.
But then, assuming that their program would continue and ultimately Cena would come out on top, where would that take Cena next?
Mm.
And that's what... I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it seems like the rumors are saying that it's going to be Rollins Triple H at WrestleMania next year, which is a terrible idea. Give me Shield triple threat match for the title.
Yeah, I know.
If anything, Rollins Triple H should be at Survivor Series or Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
But if that's the case, then if they're setting up a dissent or a break within the authority, then it makes sense at SummerSlam to have Sheamus cash in. Join up with Triple H as the new face of the WWE.
Yeah.
And then begin Rollins' face turn.
So are you predicting Sheamus is going to cash in and take the belt?
I wrote down dusty finish, double pin. That's my prediction.
That's your prediction.
Final.
So who leaves with the belt? Like they just leave with their respective belts.
Yeah.
They leave the show.
Yeah.
No Sheamus?
Sheamus
doesn't have a match. He's doing
something. Well, he might... You know, we'll get to that later.
Okay. Oh, that's right, Orton. Okay. And then Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Jeez. Has to be Taker.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Has to be Taker.
Because I feel like this is a makeup match since everything that Vince wanted to do after Undertaker Brock won at WrestleMania 30 in terms of having Reigns go over Lesnar. Mm-hmm. To build up brains, none of that happened, and so I feel like Vince is going to Undertaker and saying, "All right, none of what I wanted to happen happened, so I'm going to give you your loss back. Essentially, I'm going to take back that loss, kind of, by letting you get even with Brock."
This seems like it's probably a Vince match.
Yeah, yeah. It's a makeup match.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's a bummer because it'd be great to see Brock just murder Taker in the ring.
I know, which is what would happen.
Yeah, I know exactly. Let's see here. Okay, so you have here possibilities, Orton versus Sheamus.
Yeah, I mean, they had a match at the last pay-per-view, right?
Yeah, this hasn't been booked yet. I'm going to say this isn't going to happen. I think it's more likely that Sheamus is going to try to cash it in. Now, I know I said Cena's going to walk out with it, and I still kind of stand by that. But Sheamus is going to be something's going to happen with that stupid briefcase and Sheamus.
Yeah.
I think it is.
If he doesn't have his own match, I agree with you.
I get the feeling that this is going to be the kind of match where, this is going to be the pay-per-view, that if I miss it, I'm going to get on WWE.com and see stupid Sheamus with the title.
Yeah. it'd be the only time someone's cashed in and won and they would get booed.
Yeah, I know.
Every time,
I know.
Regardless if the person who's cashing in is heel or face.
People just love to see that, but nobody wants to see him.
No one wants to see Sheamus champion. Nobody.
Man. Oh, the worst. All right. Well, that's a bummer to me. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. Orton versus Sheamus. Maybe Sheamus tries to. Have they been in a fucking? I don't even pay attention. Have they been in a program lately?
Yeah,
they have been. Yeah, they kind of have been. They had a match one on one in the last pay per view. Is that right?
Yeah.
God, they're both so boring. I mean, I know you like Orton.
Well, he's not a favorite. I just don't mind him.
Yeah, they're not really doing much these days, though.
No. I find it ironic that Sheamus is the one calling. Orton, Randy Borton.
Oh, God, that's
you know.
I could see something silly like Sheamus comes out to try to cash in. They ring the bell and then Orton completely spoils it and like RKOs
him.
That
could be.
That wouldn't surprise me if they think that maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure if Sheamus is really the right guy to have the title. I could see them that'd be a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
and that could get them going into a meaty feud, perhaps.
But it'd be a meaty feud that. There being of no consequence.
Yeah, but the consequence, I mean, that's a pretty big, I mean, I know. I'm just thinking, like, that's a pretty big catalyst to no, get I agree. Them into a real feud. You know what I mean?
I agree. I agree with that. But it's, I don't know. It seems like they just half-ass it and not really do anything with it.
I mean, yeah, I could give a shit about it, I'll be honest. Like, when I say media, I mean, like, there's a reason for them to be fighting. As opposed to, I don't even know why the fuck they're fighting now.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I don't remember.
Yeah, who cares? So, yeah, I'm going to say this doesn't happen, but I'm going to say something happens between the two of them. It may be not a match. I mean, what, tonight's the go-home show, so maybe, fuck, maybe they do announce it tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's so far, there's, what, 8 matches on the card, so there's room for one or two more.
Yeah.
For a four-hour show.
And then Rusev and Lana, possibly the return of Dolph Ziggler. Do we have to see Rusev. We have to see something of this at SummerSlam.
You'd think so. I mean, I was reading on WrestleZone earlier, and it said that Dolph is allegedly set to return tonight.
Mm.
So if that's the case, it's either Rusev, Dolph one-on-one, or a mixed tag match.
I'll say it's a mixed tag. They gotta get Lana's foot. They gotta get her toe in the water.
See, I've thought about that too, but there's already a lot
of mixes going on.
Tag matches that aren't for the belts. It seems like 3 tag matches. In addition to the tag team title match, it seems like a lot.
Well,
I mean, that's not even including the Divas match.
One of these should be a freaking show opener. Instead of, it's probably going to be Barrett versus, what's his, oh no.
No, I'm sure it's going to be Owen Cesaro that have that open the show.
No. I mean the pre-show.
The pre-show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If any of these should be a pre-show, it should be IC Triple Threat.
Yeah. It really should.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll probably see. Okay, let's say this. If they book these two matches, if they do Orton versus Sheamus, who wins?
I would think it'd have to be Sheamus.
Yeah.
Orton won the last one.
Yeah, Orton's jobber to the stars. So we'll both say Sheamus. Rusev versus Dolph has to be, I would say it has to be Dolph. I mean, that's a babyface program right there.
Yeah.
Now, other questions for SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
Is The Rock going to be there? Scheduled to be in town, I think.
I don't know. It's been unconfirmed.
Stone Cold's supposed to be scheduled to be in town.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to be at SummerSlam itself.
He's going to be promoting 2K16.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know. It's pretty stuffed card. So, I don't know. I'd like to see. I'm always happy to see Stone Cold. Hopefully he comes out. If they're really trying to make SummerSlam a WrestleMania-esque event,
mm-hmm.
then one of these two guys is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll say yes. And I'm going to say it's Stone Cold is going to be there to promote 2K16.
During the actual pay-per-view?
Yeah. He's going to come out and do a segment. What? Something like that.
Something like that. That's how it's going to be. What?
Yeah, what? Video games. All right. Time for NXT TakeOver predictions.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews. Like, who?
He's Yuha Nation. Is that what his first name?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's
debuting at TakeOver.
Every picture I've seen, he seems like he doesn't seem very menacing. He seems like a very good-natured fella.
I was watching some
wrestlers being good. Look at him. He looks like a personal trainer.
I was watching some clips of him on YouTube, and he's pretty good.
Is he?
Yeah.
What he's did really he do? Athletic. Oh, he was, let's see. What did he, has he, oh, so he's been a wrestler before? For some reason, I thought, hey, wait a second. He was born in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I wonder where. He's got a big head. His head looks too big.
Okay.
I don't like him. No, I don't want him to debut. Baron Corbin versus Samoa Joe. Who's going over here? It's got to be Baron, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Samoa Joe's jobber to the developmental people now.
I know, the developmental stars. I can't stand Baron Corbin at all. He's got zero charisma.
Yeah. He's a terrible wrestler.
He's awful. Fuck it. I'm saying Samoa Joe.
All right, good job.
Double pin.
Double pin. Yeah, dusty finish. Sasha Banks versus Bayley. Bayley's going to get that belt, man.
Yeah, Sasha's dropping the belt for sure.
Although, did you hear that they were doing some NXT tapings and Sasha came out with a belt and Owens came out with a belt?
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that too.
You think they're just swerving people?
Could be.
Blake and Murphy versus the Vaudevillains. The Vaudevillains keep it. I mean,
have it. Blake and Murphy have the belts.
Oh, this is for the belts.
Yeah.
Oh, Vaudevillains take the belts.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Something also tells me Blake and Murphy might have those belts for a long time because I don't see them ever going to Maine. Poor Ascension. Feel bad for them.
A little bit.
Terrible.
Jushin Thunder Liger versus Tyler Breeze.
This is Tyler Breeze's audition for Maine.
You think so?
That dude has to get on Maine soon, man. Everybody's just passing him by.
Yeah.
But he can't cut a promo for shit.
Yeah.
And he's a good wrestler.
He is.
But I'm not sure he's a standout wrestler. Everything he has is in his persona.
Yeah, he owns that character 100%.
He really does. He's unique in terms of his character. He's very well defined as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Still, he has that weird, like, almost British accent thing that he does. His voice sounds weird. He stutters sometimes, stumbles over his words. I just don't think he's there. I think he's been hovering at 85% ready.
Yeah.
He's been at 85% loading for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he can't finish off. And maybe this match is going to show us maybe he can get 10% more.
So who's your winner?
Oh, Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze?
Yeah. They're not going to have him. This is definitely his. If there's one lock on the night.
You think so?
I think it's this one. I think it's Tyler Breeze.
Look who I pick.
You're going to. All right. All right.
Not Tyler Breeze.
Not Tyler Breeze. That would suck, man. That would suck so bad. Like, get him over. Just send him to Maine. Have him flounder for a couple of years.
Well, yeah, don't send him to Maine and have him be Adam Rose 2.0.
Pair him with Heath Slater and then have him go on his way. He's never going to be a champion. At least let him run with the NXT World title for a second.
Yeah, that's
God's
true.
For God's sake. Have him be a perpetual NXT guy. Just pay him more.
Yeah.
Main Owens
event.
Versus Balor. Again, reports were Owens went to the NXT taping with the belt. What do you think?
I mean, if he's staying up on the main roster, that doesn't make a lick of sense.
It doesn't make a lick of sense, but it's also But Balor is supposed to be going to the main roster soon also.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't know. You go first, though.
I just want Kevin Owens to have all the belts, so I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
I'll split with you on this one. I'll go Balor.
Okay.
I want Owens to win. I really do. But I think it probably just makes more sense right now for Balor to keep the belt.
Yeah.
But I would love for Owens to have the belt. Because, again, he's made his mark on Maine. He's proved himself.
Mm-hmm.
Have him hang out in NXT for a bit with the belt. It makes the belt look bigger.
Because
it's on a Maine guy who still has, you know, one foot in the door.
Yeah.
But just to split with you, I'll go Balor. I mean, honestly, I honestly don't know. Like, there's no obvious answer here, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I don't think there is.
Balor probably makes a bit more sense, but I could totally see him putting it on Owens.
Yeah, I'm just not quite aboard the Finn Balor hype train yet, so.
Oh, no, I'd much rather see it on Owens. I like Balor fine, but I'm not excited by him. I hope that they do something interesting with him on when he goes to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Pairing him with Paul Heyman, I do not think that is it.
No.
Like, there was some rumor that he was going to go with Paul Heyman because there was, like, a poster that came out for, like, the next WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah.
With him on it, with Heyman,
yeah.
But...
No, I... Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for that time!
Our favorite part of the show.
Best part of the show. I actually did a little bit of... I worked on this morning.
Oh, that's impressive.
I know. It is impressive.
So it's not Von Erichs again. All right, let's explain once again what Kayfabe Corner is to everybody else.
It's only the best wrestling challenge in the history of life.
See, I'll agree with that one.
Exactly. See, this is the deal. Each week, one of us comes up with 12 names, mm-hmm. half fake, half real. The other one has to determine which is fake and which is real.
It's that simple.
And then, it's that simple. But then, we have a trivia question. This week is worth 2 points.
Oh, a two-parter.
Yeah, it is. Let me find it. Oh, here it is. Okay, cool. Oh, wait, no, that's me. That's not you. All right, here we go. I don't know. This is, I don't know. You might do good at this one. I don't know.
Okay, I hope so. Record's 10. That's the most anybody's ever gotten.
Record is 10, and the possibility here is 14.
That's something else.
This is themed.
Of course. They're all themed now.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
Do you have something to write down?
Of course. It's in my hand.
You keep it. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
Jack Justice.
Fake.
Very good. Number two. Honky Tonk Wayne.
Real.
Very good. Number three.
Okay.
Monster Eiffel Tower.
Real.
Oh, shit. Very good. Very good. Number four. The Big Gyro.
Spelled like
the sandwich.
Fake.
Fake. Yeah, fake. Monster Morella.
Real.
Fake.
Oh, okay.
Woo! Avoided the clean sweep.
Yeah.
Private Jim Nelson.
Private Jim Nelson. Real.
Fuck, yes. Yeah. Big Daddy Ritter.
Real.
Very good. Very good. Leroy Rochester.
That is a fantastic name. Fake.
It's real.
Fuck.
That is real. Sweet Brown Jones.
Fake.
Very good. Stagger Lee.
Real.
Very good. Ooh, man, you're killing me here. Jim Devil.
Fake.
Very good. And finally, Lucius. No, I'm sorry. Luscious Jones.
Fake.
Very good. You only got one wrong.
I got two wrong.
You got two wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have a chance
to get 12.
To get 12. Wow. All right. Here, the theme is this. SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these is some variation or actual name of somebody who participated at the very first SummerSlam.
Okay.
Interestingly, according to Wikipedia, and that could totally be wrong.
Yeah.
But according to Wikipedia, two African-American wrestlers at SummerSlam 1988, its first year, used the name Stagger Lee at one point. Who were these two African-American wrestlers who were at SummerSlam 1988?
I'll say Bad News Brown.
Okay.
And Junkyard Dog.
You did get one of them. You got Junkyard Dog. Coco Beware was the other.
Ah, yeah.
And that's, of course, according to Wikipedia. It could be wrong, but that's on the internet, so.
New record.
New record. Wow. Stunning. So that's 11 you got?
Yeah.
Woo! I don't know if I'm ever going to beat that, I'll be honest with you. So yeah, Jack Justice. Jim Justice was Ultimate Warrior at one point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honky Tonk Wayne was, of course, a Honky Tonk man. He went under Honky Tonk Wayne at some point.
Yeah.
Monster Eiffel Tower was Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Big Gino was Andre the Giant instead of Big Gyro. Monster Morella was a variation of Gorilla Monsoon.
Monsoon, yeah. I knew it was Gorilla Monsoon's real last name.
Private Jim Nelson was, I think, the real name. Or Jim Nelson was a real name. And he went under the name Private Jim Nelson of Boris Zukov. I didn't even know who that was.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Ritter and Leroy Rochester and Stagger Lee were all Junkyard Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet Brown Jones was, I think, Sweet Brown Lee. And I think that might have been a Virgil name or Coco Beware. Maybe I forget which one. An African-American wrestler. Jim Devil, Guardian Angel, was Boss Man at one point, apparently. And then Luscious Jones. I think he went by the name Luscious Jones or Luscious something. Virgil.
Yeah.
Who was at SummerSlam 88. So there's Kayfabe Corner. Let us know how you guys did in the comments. I need to bring a better game two weeks from now. Or 3 weeks from now, rather. Next week is our Dan episode.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make these more difficult, apparently.
You do.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's this week's episode of Going in Raw. It's kind of a quick one, but hopefully we gave you meat instead of fat.
Yeah.
All right.
All meat, no fat, no gristle.
Exactly. Next week we'll have Dan on the show and we'll talk about SummerSlam and let us know what you guys think. Let us know what you think. Who do you think is going to win? Blah, blah, blah.
Send us your SummerSlam predictions.
Yeah. You can either tweet at us or put them in the comments.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.